Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that gets you out of your business funk every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn how to run a successful email promotion. One of the best ways to market, promote, and sell your products is via email. You see, with email, people have to deal with it, meaning that you get emails in your inbox, and it's really hard to ignore them. You either have to read them, delete them, archive them, something. So in a lot of ways, email is a very effective marketing tool. So you have a product and you want to sell it to your existing email list. How do you run this promotion? And that's what today's episode is all about. We'll talk about what to include in these emails. What are some tips for the copy? How many emails do you send out? How to put together a promotion, or what I like to call an irresistible offer, an offer that they just can't say no to. If you're struggling with sales, a great email promotion can really bump sales in your business simply because your audience just needs to be reminded of your products and services. And often when they have an offer via email, they take you up on that offer. And with very reasonable effort creating this email promotion, you're able to rake in a lot of extra sales, sales you really need. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe. Start building your email list so you can send these email promotions out right now. I know it because I use SumoMe. I use SumoMe for all our sites. I'm a big power user. We use it for both Webinar Ninja and the $100 MBA, and it's for good reason. It's amazing. You install it right on your website, and it allows you to collect email addresses from your visitors with ease. And that's just the beginning. It does a whole lot more as well. Get SumoMe for free. Just go to 100mba.net/SumoMe. Again, that's 100mba.net/SumoMe. To start this lesson, I want to just lay out all the things you're going to need to run a successful email promotion. So the first thing you're going to need is something to sell, whether that's a product, whether it's physical or a digital product, like an ebook or a course, or a service for that matter, whether that's a coaching program, if you're a designer and it's a design package where you give them a whole branding, or it could be a service that you're selling. If you're a photographer, it could be a bundle of photos. If you're a web developer, it could be designing their website. You get the point. So you have to have everything in place for that, like a website where they can buy this product. The other thing you're going to need is an email marketing service. Now, we often recommend that people start out with MailChimp if they're just getting started, because it's absolutely free for your first 2,000 email subscribers. And you can send out email campaigns or promotions like I'm going to be mentioning today. Now, these are just emails, email campaigns or promotions that you can create ahead of time and have them scheduled to be sent out on certain days and times. This is not an automated process, meaning this is not when somebody signs up for your list that they get these emails automatically. That's called automation or an autoresponder sequence. These are actually email campaigns or promotions that you're actually creating and sending out to everybody on the list at that time. It's like a mass email to that list, very similar to what you would do with a newsletter. Now, if you really want to go pro with your email marketing, there are two services that we recommend, ActiveCampaign and ConvertKit. We use ActiveCampaign, and I use ConvertKit on occasion as well, but ActiveCampaign is our main email marketing service that we use. It's just really robust and easy to use. I know they have a free trial, and so does ConvertKit. ConvertKit's also a very gorgeous-looking, easy-to-use email marketing platform that has a lot more features than MailChimp. It was created by Nathan Berry, a friend of ours, and we really think it's a great emerging product, and you should check it out. I believe ConvertKit's pricing is a little bit more competitive than ActiveCampaign, and you'll have to compare features between the two, but either one of those two are a great choice if you want to go pro. Now, I say go pro, it's mainly because you're growing your email list, you're having more subscribers, and you want to have a little bit more automation that's involved. And both those services, ConvertKit and ActiveCampaign, are great with that. So now you know you need to get started with your email promotion. Now, many people make the mistake where they just email their list, they email their subscribers with the promotion when it's time for the promotion. What you want to do is you want to prime the list. You want to let them know that the promotion is actually happening. You want to actually build a little expectation. So a few days before the promotion starts, you can let them know that you're going to have a limited time sale or offer. Let's say, for example, your offer is going to run for 72 hours, this promotion that you're sending out. So you want a lot of people to know maybe a couple days before, hey, we're going to be having a mega sale, a short-term offer on this day in a few days. Here are the details of the offer. This is why we're doing it. This is what you're going to get. This is how much you're going to pay. All those details. Remember that when you're doing these email promotions, it's a sales exercise. You have to sell them on why they should take action as well as sell them on the product. So your first email is a primer, and it's just to let them know the promotion will be happening in a few days. The day before the actual promotion, you should send another email saying, hey, tomorrow's the big day when the promotion actually starts. Again, you're giving them a heads up, letting them know this is only for a limited time during this window, so make sure you keep an eye on your inbox for tomorrow when I tell you it's live. Again, you're creating some sort of anticipation. You're letting them know this is important. Keep your heads up here. This is important. You don't want to miss out on this offer. A lot of sales is getting people ready to buy versus just telling them to buy when it's time to buy. Because it takes some time for people to make a decision. When they get your first two emails before the actual promotion starts, they really start to consider, hey, this is something I might want to buy. This is something that looks interesting. This is a good price. This is a good value. So when the offer actually goes live, they've already processed all that in their mind and they're ready to pull the trigger and actually buy your product. Now it's the first day of the promotion, the launch of the promotion, and you're going to be sending them an email telling them, hey, today's the day, the cart's open, you know, the sale starts, the promotion starts, you get the point. Have some fun with it, have a little bit of a celebration, add your sense of humor. You want to add a funny GIF, go ahead and send, you know, an animated GIF out there on the email. Now, if the promotion is a little bit longer, say it's a week or 10 days, then an email every day might be a little bit overkill. Maybe every other day would work. But if it's a short-term sale, like 3 days, 72 hours, then every day is fine. It's a good reminder for letting them know that how much time is left. They haven't bought yet, you know, this is the time to buy. And with services like ActiveCampaign, you can actually tag people that have already bought and make sure they don't actually get that email if they've bought already. That's really sophisticated and a ninja move, but it's not really necessary. You don't really have to worry about that if that went over your head. But the point here is that three emails is not too bad. And then the third email is the last day, last chance email, you know, last chance to take up on this offer. Some people even add an additional email. I do this as well. The last hour. This is your last 60 minutes to take this offer. In 60 minutes, this offer will be gone and you'll lose out on the savings and the bonuses or whatever you're offering. Now, you might be thinking, wow, I have to put together five or six emails for a promotion. Yep, that's just about right. And that's okay because people need to be reminded. People need to know what's going on. A lot of people get upset when they find out that the sale's over and they're too late and they didn't get a reminder. So make sure you give them those reminders. Now, writing these emails should be something that you should take some time to do. These emails don't have to be long. In fact, I recommend they shouldn't be longer than 500 words. Get to the point. Talk about why you're doing this promotion, how your products or service can improve their life, why this is a great deal, and what's going to happen. What's life if you miss the offer? You'll have to pay full price. You'll miss out on some sort of bonus. And a bonus could be something simple, like you're going to have an open Q&A call for everybody who buys through this offer. And you can do a simple webinar or Skype call or whatever it is and answer anybody's questions you have in a 30-minute or 45-minute period. And it incentivizes people to take action during the offer. Speaking of webinars, on that last day email, you may want to invite them to a live webinar. A live webinar is a great way for you to answer any questions they have in their mind, any rebuttals, any resistance to buying. This is very low effort for you. You just have to show up to the webinar, you know, create a webinar in seconds. Shameless plug, you can do it in 10 seconds with Webinar Ninja. But the point here is that you're going to be able to answer people's questions directly and get them to buy and take action. Some people might be like, hey, I want to know if I could do this or that, or is your service good for this type of business? And you can make sure those answers are given to them directly on the webinar so they have no doubts and they make the purchase. But even if you don't do the webinar and the webinar is super powerful, you still can do this just via email, just via email promotions. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Braintree. Do you remember the first dollar you made in your business? It's an amazing feeling. I remember my first dollar. It just opened up this whole new world of possibilities. But now, you're ready to make your billionth dollar. But have you found the right payments partner to grow with you? With Braintree, they allow every way to pay, whether it's PayPal or Apple Pay or Bitcoin or everything in between. And with Braintree, it doesn't matter what currency your customers use because they accept over 130 different currencies. Pretty awesome. To learn more about how your business can grow with Braintree, visit BraintreePayments.com/MBA. Again, that's BraintreePayments.com/MBA. Before I wrap up this lesson, I want to leave you with some great tips, some power moves that you can use inside your email promotions. PSs. Make sure you add a PS at the bottom of some of your emails, asking the reader of this email if they have any questions to hit reply so you can answer any questions. So they can reply directly to that email and it gets sent to you and you can just send them a reply with the answer. Say, hey, listen, if you have any questions, reply to this email. I would love to answer any of your questions about this promotion and I will answer personally. That's an easy way for you to close a sale by having some sort of personal connection with your email subscriber. Next, include some sort of testimonials in your emails. It could just be one testimonial or two testimonials from existing customers you have using your products or services. This is a great way for people to imagine how their life or their business is going to be better after consuming your product or service. It contextualizes exactly what they're buying. Number three, I mentioned this a bit. Have fun with this. Use your sense of humor. Use your personality. Use images. Use GIFs. It doesn't have to be dull and boring. It doesn't have to be like a newsletter from Macy's. Add your personality and have fun. When you're having fun, they're having fun and they'll pay attention and they'll read the email and they'll be more interested in buying from you when they see that you're a little bit different and you're willing to spice things up a little bit and have fun with your emails. One more pro tip, subject lines. A lot of people stress subject lines too much. You're like, oh my gosh, it's got to be super catchy. It's got to be so tempting. They have to open up the email. Some people go to extremes and they write subject lines that have nothing to do with the actual promotion or email just to get them to open it. And then they say, hey, made you look. And they say, while you're here, just read this email. Don't do that. Don't deceive your audience. Having said that, give it some thought. Think about what would make you open an email like this. You want to be descriptive, but you want to leave them curious. You want them to be like, hey, that sounds interesting. What's that all about? Subject line is like a teaser. This is what the email is all about. And this is why it's so important and why you should read it. So for example, if I had a course called How to Avoid the 10 Biggest Mistakes on the Golf Course, and I'm selling this course via my email promotion, a subject line that would be interesting is, don't be caught making these mistakes on the golf course. What mistakes? I want to know. Or maybe something like this. Are you way over par? Let's fix that. How are you going to fix that? Yeah, I'm way over par. Show me. And the email will help them. It'll show them how they can get better at golf through your products and services. Guys, I hope this lesson has helped you. I hope it has given you enough for you to get started and try it out. If you have a product in place, there's nothing stopping you from running a small promotion right now. Do a mini sale for 72 hours and do this email promotion or this email campaign out to your list. You have really nothing to lose and everything to gain, lots of sales to gain. And you have to remember, a lot of people that are on your email list forget that you have a business, that you have products that they need. So a promotion is a great reminder. All right, that wraps up today's episode. I hope you loved it. If you did, leave us an iTunes rating and review. Let us know. We would love to know how we're doing. And remember, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly random draw to win a lifetime membership to over 180 video lessons inside the training and community of the $100 MBA. It takes 2 minutes to leave us a review. Just open up iTunes on your computer or your phone and search the $100 MBA and give us a review. All right, that's it for me today, guys. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. Once you create your first sequence of emails inside your first email promotion, whether that's 5 or 6 emails, it's going to make your life a whole lot easier for the future because you can clone those emails later on and modify them. You have the format now. You know exactly what is supposed to be in each email, how each email is structured, and now you just got to change the content a bit, change the imagery, and change the offer. But half the work is done for you already once you've cloned it. A little pro tip that I picked up along the way throughout the years, and it should make your life a whole lot easier. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.